昔々、あるところに。Once upon a time, a long time ago, in Japan, there was a young girl who was about to get married. Her name was Chiyo. Chiyo was about to marry a young farmer who lived in another village many miles away across a big river. The night before the wedding,Chiyo's mother made her sit right in front of her and said, Now, Chiyo, once you are married, you belong to your husband's family. You cannot just come back here when you want to. Do you understand?
Yes, mother, Chiyo offered timidly.
Now listen, Chiyo. You must always obey your husband and serve and honor your mother-in-law.Treat her as if she is your own mother. And don't ever be rude. If you did anything rude, you will disgrace this family and put me to shame. Do you hear me?
Yes, mother.
Well, Chiyo and the farmer were married the next day. And as it turned out, her husband was kind and hardworking.And her mother-in-law was gentle and loving. Chiyo started to work hard, cooking meals, cleaning the house, sewing kimonos, feeding chickens and pigs, and taking good care of her elderly mother-in-law. But as weeks and months went by, the mother-in-law began to notice that Chiyo was often weak and tired. Many a time she asked her,Chiyo, are you feeling all right? Is there anything wrong? But Chiyo would always answer, Oh, my dear mother-in-law, I am fine. Please do not worry.
And yet, as more time passed by, Chiyo began to look more and more sickly and finally began to look pale. At last, one day, the mother-in-law said, Dear Chiyo,You have been such a perfect daughter-in-law, and I care about you as if you are my own daughter. Now, if there's anything wrong, please tell me.
Oh, my dear mother-in-law, I'm so sorry to worry you like this. It's just... Oh, I could never. This is so terrible. This would offend you so badly.
Nothing will offend me. Now, Chiyo, please tell me. Chiyo's face turned beet red. She turned this way and that and seemed to hesitate a great deal. Finally, she said,
Well, I just sometimes have this urge to pass wind.Oh, I know it's so terrible. That is why I have been holding it in.
What? You mean gas? Is that it, Chiyo?
Oh, my mother-in-law, I'm sorry. Please forget what I said. I'll be just fine the way I am.
No, no, Chiyo, please. Come on, we are family. You can pass gas if you like. Go ahead.Let it go.
Are you sure? All right. With your permission, I think I will. Excuse me, my mother-in-law.
And Chiyo stood up and lifted up her kimono and let it go. What followed was a tempest of biblical magnitude. The roof was gone. The wall crumbled. The furniture broke into bits. The mother-in-law flew off. The chickens, the pigs, the neighbors' children, they were all scattered all over the village. When the husband came home, he was amazed at this colossal destruction.Then his neighbor brought his mother home. He had found her in a tree 10 miles down the road. Luckily, she was not hurt.
Mother, what happened to our house?
Well, son, it's your wife and her gas. She's been holding it in.
What?
Where is Chiyo now?
Oh, I don't know. She must have run away. Son, you must go and find her.
The farmer ran down the road that led to Chiyo's home village. He caught up with her right before the big river. Chiyo, where are you going? You must come home with me.
Oh no, how can I go back after what I have done?
Oh, Chiyo. It's all right. I can fix the house. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. After that, they had a special ritual for Chiyo. Every week, they would open up the shoji screen doors and remove the furniture. They evacuated the chickens and pigs, and they tied the neighbor's children to trees. The grown-ups would hug poles, and Chiyo would let go. Now that they've made it a weekly ritual, there was hardly any damage to the house, and Chiyo felt much better, and so did everyone else. And now I think you're waiting for me to say they lived happily ever after, but wait, because there's a little bit more. One day, Chiyo was hurrying home from the marketplace when she came upon a group of people gathered around a tall pear tree laden with delicious fruit. All the people there were finely dressed, and among them, she saw a little boy crying. So Chiyo walked over there to inquire what was going on. Well, our young prince would like some of those delicious pears, but we cannot get to them, one of the ladies answered. Well, it was an unusually tall and slender tree, and all the fruits were well out of reach. And the trunk and the limbs of the tree were so thin that you could not climb the tree without ruining it.
But I really, really want those pears,
the little boy wailed.
Well, perhaps I could get them for you,
Chiyo offered.
Really? You can? Oh, please, please. If you could, my father will give you a big reward.
All right. But first, all of you must go over there and hold tight onto that fence.
By this time, Chiyo had gained a good control over her power. The wind shook the limbs of the tree just so and lifted the fruit, all of which gently landed on the ground.
Wow, you are amazing, the little boy shouted.
Well, the king paid Chiyo handsomely for the kind deed done for his son. And later, Chiyo found yet many more creative uses for her newfound skill. When the emperor wanted to demolish his old castle in order to build a new one, Chiyo was there. When they flew Japan's first hot air balloon, Chiyo was there. Eventually, Chiyo's name became famous throughout the country, and Chiyo and her family lived happily ever after.